News Talks Off the Ball.
Find us on Facebook at Off the Ball.
Thanks to Air. Enjoy the Masters all this weekend on Air Sport. Monday Night Rugby on Off the Ball.
You're welcome back. Just struggling to get Stephanie Roach on the phone, but Gavin Kumsky is here as scheduled largely anyway. Hello.
How are you?
So there's much to talk about. We were going to put you in the difficult position, that very cliched position of having to pick your Lions squad. So we're going to do that. But we'll touch on the weekend briefly first. So Leinster beat the Ospreys 20 points to 18. Munster beat Glasgow 10-7. Connacht, good win away to Edinburgh, 22 points to 19. And Ulster and Cardiff drew. There are some injuries for Munster, which we'll touch on and may have an issue with Champions Cup semi-final on the way. But talk to us about the Ospreys. The finish of the Ospreys game against Leinster has really been dominated by the fallout surrounding Dan Biggar, who missed a late penalty to beat Leinster. And the word on Biggar is that maybe he shouldn't have been on the pitch, to say the least.
Well, he admitted it himself afterwards that he was dazed, I think was his word. He put his hand to his face as soon as he missed the kick that he gets in his sleep, that he was getting in his sleep nearly in the first half. He kicked some great points. There's a couple of things to it. On 56 minutes he got bashed. I think it was Conan. It was kind of innocuous or whatever. He got his cut open above his eye. So he's gone for 10 minutes, and Sam Davis, who is hunting his jersey for the Ospreys, for Wales, for everything, slips in and with this beautiful left foot of his starts running the game for the Ospreys. So 10 minutes later, Biggar reappears back. He pushed into 12 and Davies had already kicked the conversion, so it was very similar to O'Gara Sexton way back when like he's like, oh, how do I get my position back, kind of a thing. He returned, the first thing he did was drop a ball, then he had a just wild kick and he just didn't look himself, which as a substitute turned out he wasn't, as he admitted after the game in an interview with Sky Sports. At the very end they had a kick who Ross Byrne, who incidentally kicked the winning drop goal for Leinster, actually coughed up a penalty. Biggar took the ball. Sam Davies very interestingly walked over to him. There was a conversation and the senior out half took the kick, missed it. Leinster won the game. He walks off holding his head, does an interview with Sky Sports, admits he was dazed. And then Ospreys coach Steve Tandy said he passed the HIA and if he felt bad, the quote was, if he felt bad, he could have given the ball to Sam Davies. You knew who in their right mind with this kid, this wonder kid at Welsh out half to be right at your heels, are you going to hand up your jersey at such a key moment in the season? You know, I think it should be an investigation anyway. I'm sure there will be.
Yeah, well, I just saw, you know, I saw this, I didn't catch the game, but I saw Sonia McLaughlin tweeting a piece on Wales Online where Biggar admitted to being dazed for the final 10 minutes, and the line was that he couldn't really remember. I can't really remember
the last 10 minutes of the
much
game.
Of the last 10 minutes, to be honest. I was a little dazed. So what we have here is Biggar goes off, that's good. HIA happens.
Passed.
That's good. Passed. Biggar afterwards, and it's good that he was honest. I can't really remember much of the last 10 minutes, to be honest. I was a little dazed. So the HIA...
And the great thing is a couple of seconds later, his coach goes, he passed the HIA, he was fine. Yeah. And sure, if he wasn't fine, he put the onus on him to give his chief rival the ball to kick the winning goal.
Yeah.
And like, it's getting worse and worse. In New Zealand, they're saying that they have a zero tolerance and they've invented the blue card, which makes the black card in Gaelic football look brilliant, like genius. Right. The blue card, which is just heaping all the pressure on the referee now in amateur and provincial rugby down there, where if the referee suspects there's an incident, he puts a player off with a blue card, which is a mandatory 3-week stand down, which is just every medic, every player, every coach coming at, how can we put more pressure on referees not to do this?
God.
It's on it goes.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
And there's a little line, and I read the whole document of the whole idea of the blue card. There's a little line where it can be turned over if medical expertise comes in, which will surely happen every single time, you know.
The HIA has had some bad press of late in the last year, 18 months. This Biggar situation just calls it completely into question if it, you know, wasn't the case already, to be honest. I mean, how he can pass it and not remember much of the last 10 minutes? You know, come on.
It's right there. It's in the dock.
Yeah.
Does it work? Like, you know, it's right back on World Rugby now to address this. Incidentally, two concussions from Munster.
Right.
Dunica Ryan came on 56 minutes. I watched just the last few minutes of the game. He made three, four big heavy contacts in the last 2 minutes of the game as Munster clung on in to win a game they really should have won by more. Nigel Owens did them over for what looked a really good try by Ron O'Mahony. But the main worry is Tyler Blenhall. 7 minutes into the game, a line-out ball thrown over the top. he had to go scramble. Dangerous place for an out half after run into a bouncing ball at the back of a line out. And Glasgow hooker Fraser Brown walloped him completely square on, fair tackle.
Right.
Looked like a head collision. He was down for a while. Had to go off. Rory Scannell went to out half, which...
How did that go?
Did okay. He kicked a goal. They got the job done in typical Munster fashion this season.
Yeah. We're back to saying typical Munster fashion, I noticed.
Yeah.
Good.
Tautai and Sahili playing in the centre, that might be sorted out now. But I imagine there's 2 weeks to the big game against Saracens, who looked awesome on the weekend. I watched them against Harlequins. The situation there is either go to Keighley or go to Rory Scannell. But I imagine over the next 2 weeks, Donegal Ryan and Tyler Blenhall will go through the return to play protocols and will be back up fresh as daisies come Saturday week.
I saw, before we get into your Lions choices, Luke Fitzgerald today, and the Independent website was saying maybe Nigel Owens needs to just drop the put downs a little bit. There's no place for it in the game. Maybe Nigel's starting to enjoy the limelight and the attention he gets for his little put downs. Have they started to irk you, or are they perfectly
fine?
Yeah,
in that game on the weekend, it did. A little bit of hubris coming in there from, look, you shouldn't be overly critical of Nigel Owens as a referee or having a big personality, because it's crucial. You see it in American sports all the time. Like, they're almost the alpha male on the court in basketball, the referee, you know, because you have to, because you're dealing with the biggest egos in the world, you know. But Billy Holland said cheers coach to him, because, like, what are you doing telling him you made a mistake? You can't be telling players they make a mistake in a game.
Did he just do that unprompted?
Yeah. And he it's all very theatrical with Nigel Owens. It's everything, and he says things to players, and sometimes it's very entertaining, and lads you can see, like, Luke Fitzgerald had a pop at him today.
Yeah.
Billy Holland was clearly irked with him, going, what are you doing
talking
to us about that?
But unprompted, it's not like they're in an exchange and someone says, oh, ref, and the ref says, well, it was your mistake in the first place.
It's all well and good if you're nailing the game. He had a bad game. I think he made a mistake with the Ron Mahoney try. He's saying he didn't have control of the ball. I've watched it several times in slow-mo. It looked like he controlled the ball not only after he touched it down, but as he turned around, you know. The TMO was definitely not going to disagree with him. But no, I don't think we should pile into Nigel Owens here. It's important that someone is that strong.
Yeah,
he's pissed off a few players, but he doesn't need to be told anything. I think he might hear this criticism and just tone it down a notch.
For so much of the last year, anytime Lions comes up, people say, quite rightly, and we'll do it in this show, well, it's too soon to be talking about your line selection.
Yeah.
Thankfully, on this slot now, it's not too soon.
Yeah,
it's perfectly acceptable.
You get a couple of goes at it now, because it's Wednesday week. Yeah.
Okay, so Wednesday the 19th of April, and we've asked you at this point to pick your line squad. So was it more or less difficult than you had expected?
Tommy texted me about an hour or two ago and said it, and it took me 5 minutes. I changed it once. I put George Cruz in instead of Courtney Laws.
Well, don't spoil it for us.
I think he'll start, actually, the test match.
So not as difficult as you thought, because Warren Gatland is on the record as saying he thinks experience is overvalued. He's not afraid to pick in-form young players. So with that in mind, this is what you would do as opposed to what you think Gatland would do.
This is what Gatland should do.
Bit of hubris from you, that's fine. So let's start with loose head. Let's start with the pack. So give me your loose heads.
McGrath, Healy, Vunipola.
Is this easy? No-brainer?
Yeah, I think that's three lads that go.
Okay.
I watched Harlequins against Saracens. Marler. Yeah, sure, he's in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So are several Welsh and Scottish. So are a bunch of loose heads. But for me, McGrath, Healy, Vunipola. I think right now, McGrath's the test starter with Vunipola off the bench.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of Saracens people in this selection.
Tight head.
Furlong, Cole, Sinclair.
Who are you starting? Furlong.
Furlong. With Sinclair off the bench. So it's either Cole or Furlong start, because I don't think Cole's the guy who's going to come in.
Yeah.
Sinclair's a very good impact tight head for England, and he's a mobile, ball-carrying, tight-head prop.
Yeah.
Hooker, I'm not sure. But Best, Hartley, George, for the two English hookers. Cronin, Ron Nogara tweeted it, and he did, like, score another one of his Sean Cronin tries. I think he might be a bit out of time because he's been injured for so long.
Nogara's tweet was effectively that Cronin will be the impact sub in every test game.
He's a world-class impact replacement.
Yeah.
Bolter is what he is. There's a few bolters. I think he gets called up, though. He's next in line. You know what's really interesting?
There's a lot of Irish in that pack.
There's a lot of Irish. There's 10 or 11 Irish in the squad.
Yeah. So you've McGrath and Furlong starting and Cronin on the pitch at some stage.
I don't know about Hooker. I don't see why Rory Best wouldn't start either.
Okay.
Unless George ousts him on tour.
Okay. So give me your locks.
Itoje, Wyn Jones, Launchbury, Johnny Gray, and Cruz, who hasn't played any rugby for this year, but is back next week. Might do what O'Connell did in 2013 and come back.
Have you taken out Courtney Laws there?
Courtney Laws is gone, yeah. Toner's close. Toner's next in line after who I've mentioned.
Right.
After Laws.
Yeah.
He is close, but these are some of the best locks in the world.
It's tough competition there. Give me the Gavin Comiskey back row then.
CJ Stander, Sean.
Was this the toughest position to try and fit everyone
I
in?
Thought it was going to be. But then, because Itoje, I think, will be the test starter at six.
Yeah.
The back row, Stander, Sean O'Brien, O'Mahony, Warburton, Tipperick, and Vunipola.
Yeah.
With Faletau in brackets, because Wales are going to be in New Zealand during the Lions tour. People have forgotten about this, I think.
Okay.
They're playing Tonga the same time the All Blacks are playing Samoa, June 16th. The same time the Lions are playing the Maoris, all in New Zealand. Mm. So Gatland has cleverly got Wales in the same country, almost like Woodward bringing 158 tourists in 2005. There's going to be a shadow a bunch of players that Gatland knows inside out,
so
he's in the country.
Not going to draft in Shane Williams.
So you
like
could conceivably not pick Faletau,
yeah,
and he'd be in the country just in case a ready-made number eight is needed.
Do you have your starting back row? Did you go that far in your
head? Yeah.
Who
I knew because you were going to ask. Itoje, six, Vunipola, and Sean O'Brien if he makes it to the first test. Warburton took a bit of a knock on the weekend. I think Sean O'Brien's still the best seven.
Right.
But that competition is ferocious.
Yeah.
The thing about Itoje at six is it allows you to go with like CJ Stander and Warburton on the bench, or CJ Stander and Tipperick on the bench.
That's nice.
Which is pretty key, I think.
Gavin Comiskey's scrum half.
Murray, Webb, Youngs, with Danny Kerr unlucky. With Murray to start, and Webb, Youngs, same kind of player coming on for impact.
Okay. Out half.
Sexton, Farrell, Bigger, with Sam Davis again in the country, so... You know, there's,
okay,
there's
got a lot of Welsh lads hanging around here at the back.
Yeah, yeah. But the three are Sexton, Farrell, Bigger, with Sexton starting, Farrell 12 in the test team. Mm. But the problem with that is, let's say Johnny Sexton doesn't make it to the second or third test, yeah, as history has shown, he can be injury prone.
Yeah.
And we know what he's going to do commitment wise. Farrell's been running at 12 the whole time, so there's a bit of a concern there, but it's Sexton 10, Farrell 12, I think.
Okay. Who are your centres you're bringing?
Henshaw.
Okay, is Henshaw a no-brainer? Everyone agrees with John Henshaw, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just form-wise.
Yeah.
He had a bit of a stinker, a few bad things on the weekend. But
okay, Henshaw in.
Yeah, and Roberts, who is the prototype of the original version of that.
Mm.
Jamie Roberts playing for Harlequins on the weekend. Doesn't look fit, but I think he's one of the reputation selections,
yeah,
one of the few ones.
Yeah.
Ben Teo would be the alternative there.
Who else?
Davies, Joseph, Ringrose, Daly. Daly is obviously very versatile there.
Yeah.
I think they all go.
And do most people think Ringrose will go?
No, I don't think so. But I'm judging on form.
Mm.
Like Joseph, before the Dublin game, looked to be the nailed on Test 13, having come back from injury and played so brilliant against Scotland.
Mm.
And what did he do in Dublin, you know?
Yeah.
And Ringrose has been progressively getting better and better.
Yeah, you wonder how much Dublin lingers in the mind of Gatlin when he's picking this squad based on like...
We see the Irish guys evidence all the time. We're sometimes a bit harsh on Henshaw, overly critical on Henshaw and Ringrose and all that. But just when you step back from it,
yeah,
they're out playing the best centres in Europe,
yeah,
you know, when they play. So.
So give me your back three then.
The back three will be George North, again, form. Watson, you got to pick pace. You got to match New Zealand with power everywhere, and then out in the back line, you got to go with pace.
Mm.
So Watson, Hogg, fullback still for me. I think Christian Wade gets in there.
Yeah.
And then one from Jared Payne, Zeebo, Liam Williams. Ooh. I'm not mentioning Rob Kearney because
Stephen Jones keeps mentioning Rob Kearney.
Yeah, he does. But the policy is for Leinster is they're not revealing his. They're keeping it vague with what his time scale
is
to come back.
Yeah.
Same applies to Jamie Heaslip. So I'm ruling the two of them out on injury.
Right.
Because on form, I think the both of them, not necessarily testing, but I think they were touring until they went down injured. They've both just been through surgery, you know.
Very nicely done. Gavin Comiskey, the Irish Times, straight out of time. Thank you.
No problem.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. With Air Sport and all the BT Sport channels now free with your Air broadband bundle.